Today on episode number 420 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to be talking with Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy from smallbusinesspodcasting.com. And he's going to be talking about really a lot of things, but more importantly, how do you get your listener to just say yes, whether it's yes to your mission, yes to your podcast, or just yes to you. And we have a really cool because of my podcast story from someone who is a whopping 14 years old. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I'm your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. If you are brand new to the show, hey, where you been? We've been here for 420 episodes, for God's sake. You're late. Get in place. Hurry up. We talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, equipment, all points in between. Everything you need to launch a successful podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. And what I do is I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone. I flatten the learning curve and I get you on your way to pain-free podcasting. And I am so pumped up as I record this. It is August 2nd and we're talking like less than a month away. We're talking weeks away from podcast movement. If you are anywhere near the Dallas, Texas area in August, you gotta go. I'm telling you, you gotta go. I'm giddy. I want to giggle. I'm so giddy that I'm gonna get to hang out with all my buddies, network, as well as just the great, I can't wait to hear Todd Cochran's speech about, he's actually got a podcast buyer, as in someone who buys advertising on podcasting. That's a behind the scenes talk I want to hear about. And if you're interested in this, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast movement. Now, if you're like, but I'm from across the pond, Dave, we'll be talking with William in a second. Young William is a lovely old chap, little tyke. God bless us, everyone. Check out schoolofpodcasting.com/UK podcasters. Same days almost. I think it is the exact same day. And I got to tell you, meeting up with like-minded people that have the same goals that you do, that you want to inspire people, you want to help people, you want to educate people, you want to entertain people, you want to get your message out. It's so cool when you meet other people that are in the exact same boat you are. So check out those two events here coming up in August. And I cheated this week. My day job is I teach people Microsoft products, and I was teaching a Microsoft PowerPoint class, and I'm like, I really need to start to work on my PowerPoint presentation for this thing. I've got the idea. I've got it mapped out. And so I went into my class and I said, hey, why don't we just all work on our, well, instead of doing the examples that are in the book, we'll still cover the same topics, but let's make our own personalized presentations. And it just so happened that mine was on editing your podcast. I don't know how that happened, but you know, people wonder sometimes, how do you get things done in the amount of time that you've put forth? And I'm like, well, I cheat and I do two at the same time. So speaking of young William, this is, I love because of my podcast stories. I just love them. And this is, if you can answer the question, because of my podcast, blank, some way that you've benefited, it makes me giddy. Giddy is the word of the day. Try to use that in your own vocabulary today. And William and I go way, way back. I mean, way, like, I think he was in fifth grade, maybe even less than that. I just remember I would be doing things late at night, and because William's in Australia, he would pop up on the live chat. Would you ever go out to schoolpodcasting.com and you see that the live chat is on? That means I'm behind the computer working on stuff, but I'm more than happy to chat with you. And William was more than happy to click that button. And so it's always been fun. And he's a kid that's wanted to have a podcast since he was like old enough to sit in a chair. And he would come on and ask questions. And he's really gotten into WordPress over the years. And he sent in his because of my podcast story. But check this out. This is almost a because of WordPress story, because he actually hasn't launched his podcast yet. But I just wanted to play this because here again, well, I'll talk about this on the other side of it. Here it is, my good friend William DiPaolo from Australia. Take it away.
Hi, Dave. It's Hello. Winnie from Australia. I've been meaning to send this about my podcast story to you for a few weeks now, but only today have I found the time to do so. So, it all started during the school holidays when I was in Melbourne, and I wanted to see if I could find a WordCamp in Melbourne to attend. Luckily, I found one that started before my trip here. I saw that there were some vacancies for speaker positions, and I thought, what the heck, and applied to be a speaker.
How, I love that attitude. See, I'm going to interrupt as we go along here. He thought, what the heck? Sometimes we just got to say, what the heck?
In the section where it asks for WordPress experience, I listed my web development business and my up-and-coming podcast, which should launch soon. Maybe the gods were smiling down on me as I was selected for the round two of the applications a few days later. My dad drove me to the organizer of the WordCamp's office, and the organizer asked me a few questions about what I wanted to talk about and also quizzed my general knowledge of WordPress. Then another day passed and we received a phone call saying I had passed the application process and was able to talk on the opening night for 15 minutes to an audience of about 500 people.
Wait a minute. He's 14 years old and he's going to get up and speak in front of 500 people. You go.
The event was held in Crown Casino, a very prestigious building with many large function rooms. I was, of course, nervous, but happy to be speaking that night. I spoke about how WordPress is for everyone to use and explore, not just experienced WordPress developers. I stressed the point how it's really easy to learn and develop with WordPress, and that everybody should give it a go.
Everyone should give it a go. Right.
That night and the following day, traffic to my website was up 2,500%, so a lot of people must have taken interest in what I had to say and took a look at my website.
Yeah. I think so. You're 14, talking in front of 500 people. Not the norm, my friend.
Thanks for everything you do, Dave, as you have been a big influence on me and my journey with WordPress.
Dude, do you realize this is one thing, when I talk about feedback to people, I don't care. If you want to leave feedback for me, that's fine. I always appreciate it. But I think as listeners of podcasts, we do not understand the amount of gas that when you leave any kind of comment or feedback or whatever, it just pumps up the host. So, William, I appreciate the fact that you say I've influenced you. You don't realize how you have affected me.
You can find more about me at my website, titan-websites.com. Talk soon, William.
How cool is that? So he's going to get his podcast going, but, and you might say, but Dave, isn't this segment because of my podcast? And he just said he doesn't have one. Okay. How about this one? Because of his attitude, and he's not afraid, and that's one of the things I don't know as adults why we, I guess because we put our hand in the fire, and we go, ow, that hurt, and we have our experiences, and we tend to get a little gun-shy on doing things, but here's a kid that's 14, talking in front of 500 people, and he's ready to launch his podcast, and I've known him. I think he was a fifth grader the first time he called in. You've probably heard him on the show before if you're a regular listener. And this is what really gets me excited about podcasting. I'm excited about anybody that's starting a podcast now. I'm really excited to watch William because this is a kid that was born with a microphone in his hand for just about. And what is podcasting going to be like in 10, 20 years when he is, you know, a teen? Let's see, 14 now, 10, he's 24. Right? And that's going to be amazing to me. So William, number one, buddy, I am so proud of you. Do you realize, number one, that you had the courage to actually put yourself out there and say, I'd like to speak, because there's a really good chance they were going to look at you and go, who is this kid? And say, I don't think so. And so you had the courage to be potentially turned down. Kudos for that. And the fact that you then got up and actually did it, I'm sure you nailed it. I'm sure you nailed it, and I'm very proud of you. And a lot of people don't have the courage to get up and even try. And again, why did he try? Because of his attitude of, ah, what the heck? And sometimes you just got to say, what the heck? I do another podcast with Eric K. Johnson. If you're not familiar with Eric, he's a super nice guy. You can find him over at podcasttalentcoach.com. He's a guy that's got 25 years in radio, and he's been coaching radio DJs. and kind of started listening to podcasts and going, wow, they're making the same mistakes that I made when he first started out. And he's not just a radio guy. He's a guy that has, he basically rules the airwaves in his area over there. And recently we reviewed The Coffee Couch, and here's what Dan Hansen had to say about his experience.
Hey, Dave and Eric. This is Dan Hansen from The Coffee Couch at danhansen/thecoffeecouch. I just wanted to say thanks, and I had a great time on the podcast review show last week. I learned so much from you gentlemen, and I turned around right away and made the changes you recommended, not only on my website, but in my podcast. Since we recorded the show, those changes were made, and I just posted episode 12 today at danhansen.com/12. If you're a podcaster and thinking about having your show reviewed, I highly recommend it. Not only will you get feedback that will help you improve your show, you'll also get a little bit of exposure, which is always a good thing. Look forward to working with you gentlemen in the future. Have a great day.
There you go. And you can check out that review over at podcastreviewshow.com. If you're looking to get reviewed, you can just go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. All right, next up we have Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy from authorityengine.com. And he recently, we've talked about this in the past, you know, if you start out one way and you decide a little bit into it, that you go, oh, you know what, I probably should have done this. Nobody's going to punch you in the face, in the immortal words of Ryan K. Parker, better known as the foodcraftsman.com. And Ben has done that. He has taken his, he does basically, if you're a person like, look, I just want to create the content and you do the rest. That's what Authority Engine does. And so what he did is he took those services and said, hey, let's put those under a new name, and that new name is smallbusinesspodcasting.com. So you can still get to everything, Ben, at authorityengine.com, but if you're interested in that service, and you'll hear him talk about that at the end of this interview, you can do that at smallbusinesspodcasting.com. All right, well, joining me normally, where are you normally at? I know you're in Columbus, Ohio. You are all over the place.
I am in Columbus, Ohio. I'm normally all over the place. That is kind of my normal. So it's hard to, I've been in Southeast Asia for a while. Then I was in Central America for a while. So I'm kind of call me a roadie.
That's right. The roadie. You may recognize that voice from the Authority Engine podcast. He is the podcast marketing guy, better known as the one and only Ben Kruger. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Awesome. I'm excited to be here, David. I appreciate you having me come on, and always excited to talk some podcasting shop, especially if it involves roadieing.
There you go. Well, for someone who hasn't heard Authority Engine, and I've been listening pretty much since I think episode one, tell us a little bit about that podcast.
I got the concept for it because there's a lot of podcasts out there about how to podcast, how to podcast well, how to get started, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, particularly if you're listening into this show, then you definitely see that. And I think you guys have been doing a fantastic job. You know, my interest is more in the marketing side of things. So how to use podcasting to position, to, you know, build an audience, to turn listeners into paying customers. And so when I saw kind of the power of podcasting and how it was being used by some really intelligent marketers out there, I wanted to start a show all about that, how podcasting can be used as a marketing tool, as a positioning tool, and to help people, particularly small business owners and entrepreneurs, to really leverage podcasting to get the best results. So that's what the show is all about.
Now, I want to interrupt that here. So here is Ben. He gets into podcasting. It's like, oh, now he could have said, oh, there's a whole bunch of podcasts about podcasting. I guess I just won't do one. And he said, no, wait a minute. My real passion is marketing and understanding why people choose what they do and that whole kind of nine yards, for lack of a better phrase. So he took a topic, podcasting, and just focused on the part that interests him, which is marketing and conversion and building your business. And I'm actually at your website right now, authorityengine.com. And I'm loving what's on the front page. Now, I am a fan of, hey, you know, eventually you can't improve what you don't start. But I am a big fan of planning your podcast. And I can see you actually have a 10-page guide right on the front page that says plan the perfect podcast. So that right there, you are a kindred spirit, right, my friend?
Well, and I'll tell you what, David, going live tonight, I don't know when this recording will go live, but going live tonight is a brand new redesign for our site, which will have a kind of like a short video bootcamp series for, it'll have two. It'll have one for, I already have a podcast, and that will help you kind of streamline and be more efficient about your production process. And then the other one is exactly what you were just talking about. It is a free video series plus that PDF that you can see there that will help people plan and really strategically think out what they're going to do with their podcast and how they're going to get the types of results they want from it, as opposed to, you know, the old just kind of jump in and see what happens approach.
Have you seen anybody that's, without obviously naming names, but businesses that maybe they're using it the wrong way, or they're just not quite sure what to do, or just, for lack of a better phrase, they're just a little off track?
It happens with most people, to be honest, that come to me because they see some of the podcasters out there that are doing really well in podcasting specifically, and they assume that in order to do well in podcasting specifically, they need to do it just like everybody else. And that is not the case. So, for example, people will come to me and they'll say, you know, all right, well, if we get a show live with for our brand, number one, does it have to be a daily show? And obviously the answer is no. But number two, how many downloads should I have for my first episode for it to be a success? Well, as you well know, that is such an arbitrary question. And if you're asking that question, you're kind of off to the wrong start to begin with. Particularly if you're a business, your goal, your objective is not download numbers. Your objective is finding that very specific target audience that could develop into a paying customer for you, and that can also develop into a relationship for you, for your brand, and for helping you get your message out there. So, you know, a lot of people think, you know, well, I want 30,000 downloads in the first month. Well, good luck. But beyond that, it really doesn't matter if you have 30,000 downloads if it's not very targeted group. Whereas if you've got 1,000 downloads in the first month, but they're very targeted, they're all, you know, potential clients for you in the near future, as well as they really resonate with the content that you're putting out, that's going to go so much further than just, you know, spreading it to the masses.
I'm going to interrupt there. I love what he's talking about here. And he said, resonate. And another one here that another R I love is relevant. When you provide relevant content to that target audience that he's talking about here, he's not talking about getting a bazillion people. He's getting people that may be, now he's talking about businesses here, that may be customers. So I've always said it starts with your audience. You know, who do you want to listen? And that's where you start. And then from there, you pull in your personal experiences, what you want to talk about, and see where those overlap. So I love his strategy here. Yeah, I'd rather have 100 people going, wow, than 1,000 people going, meh.
Exactly. And you know very well, David, that when someone listens into a podcast, you know, for some people, it kind of, yeah, like you said, you get kind of that, meh, okay, this is cool. But then when you look at it from a marketing piece, you really need that wow connection to kind of build that long-term relationship. And those are the people that will listen to all your content. They'll go in, they'll sign up to your email list. They'll, you know, be looking around, seeing what kind of products and services you have to offer, as well as checking out your other content. So if you've got a TV show, if you've got a, you know, blog or whatever, those are the types of people that when you really connect with them, they just go in head first and try to figure out what it is you offer because they want more of what you've got.
Now, one of the things you said is kind of what was echoed a lot at the New Media Expo, and it's all about determining who your target listener is. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of echo that, and we all kind of get it. I guess, do you have any strategies? Like, how do you figure out who your target listener is?
Perfect. So, and keep in mind, this is specifically, and I deal with people that generally have the business first.
Right.
Or they're looking to build a podcast audience and then figure out what, you know, products and services can best serve that audience. So it's kind of like a, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Right.
I kind of get both. But what I like and I found is really effective is if you've got an existing business, think about a year to 2 years out from now, who would be your number one, your highest paying client. So, you know, what products or services do you have that are high end, you know, or high profit? Who is that target person that would buy those products? Because obviously that's definitely who you want more of. Number two, who is that person that's going to, you know, really connect with your stuff and share it with everybody else? And so if you can think a year out, because what that does is it gets people out of the limitation that they are currently in. So it gets them out of the thinking of, okay, well, here's where I'm currently at. Here's who's listening to my stuff now. I don't want people to get stuck in that. I want you to think in an optimal scenario a year out from now, who would be the absolute best person that I could be talking to? And, you know, that's a high paying client, somebody who shares your stuff because they love it and they have a network of other potential high paying clients and somebody who truly believes in the message and what you're trying to do. So it's kind of that trifecta, and giving it that year out date really helps free people up from the restrictions that they put in their own mind. And, you know, you can start from then, so you know who that person is, then you can start figuring out, okay, well, what groups are they in? What, you know, what online membership programs to what, you know, where can I find more people like this person?
And I guess that would be the next question. Some people think with businesses, do I just create a 30-minute commercial every week that says buy my stuff?
So that's a really good question, David. And I think this is kind of one of those other things that people come to me with because they see how effective podcasting is for other people, but they're scared that if they do one for their business, then yeah, it'll come across as a commercial, which obviously is not really the goal and it's not going to be super effective. So what you want to do instead is, let's say, for instance, you do consulting on the side. Let's say you do like life coaching or consulting. And what you want to do with your podcast is you want your podcast topic to be related to obviously the products and services that you offer, but something that is highly interesting to your potential. So that potential, you know, 1 year out, perfect listener, perfect future client. And what it should do is it should preface whatever products, services, memberships, whatever you've got on the back end if you're doing it purely as a marketing tool. So let's say, again, with this life coach scenario, you've got a, you know, bigger ticket monthly membership coaching program and you want to get more people into that program. What you can do is you can start a podcast that is about maybe the more basics of figuring out, you know, what you would teach people as a life coach. You can kind of give them the initial steps. You can give them what will help them start seeing a lot of progress. Because if you continue to give them advice and they're used to you giving them advice for, let's say they listen into your show for 2, 3, 4 months, they literally get into a habit or a pattern of you giving them advice and them listening and following through on that advice. So then when you offer to them, hey, we've got this coaching program that gets huge results, we're really excited to, you know, push it live for you guys, they've already been listening to your advice for a while. They've seen that your basic advice gets them results. They can only imagine that your, you know, higher end real advice, quote unquote, in a some sort of a coaching program would get them a lot of results. So it's not a far stretch. And so what you really want to do is you want to get a scenario like that to where your products and services are a continuation of what they've been learning, what they've been gaining, what they've been entertaining on that podcast.
Would a strategy then be to maybe find something free or very inexpensive that may or may not involve you, but say, hey, if you really want to do blank, you know, here's a free resource that might help you. And then the theory being that they do that and it actually works. So here's a novel idea. You want to give really good advice so that then when it comes time to say, oh, and if you like that, is that just the whole plan? It sounds like your plan. You basically you know, baby step them right into your main course.
Yeah, you kind of think about, you know, who is the, you know, again, we're looking at that person that's a year out, your target listener, your target buyer. And if you think about what it is that helps people make the decision to use your product or service, usually there's a few things that will happen before people are ready to use your products or services. So, you know, let's say, David, with you, it's, you know, just let's say it's just general podcast consulting for complete out of the air example. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes then what people will need is some kind of information on, number one, whether or not podcasting is right for them. And number two, the very basic steps of, you know, what they can do to get going, whether that's planning, whether that's strategy, whether that's technical, that's totally up to you and what, you know, how you want to kind of position yourself in the continuation of the learning that they'll be experiencing with you. But it really comes down to helping people get to the point where they would become your perfect client. So really that's what, you know, through your podcast, through your free content, through your advice in general, you want to help people get to that point. And then as a podcast, you want to continue to build that relationship with them by kind of appealing to people who may either be going through your stuff or maybe even after they've gone through your stuff and they're still kind of on that incline, they're still learning, they're still growing. That's really where that long-term relationship can be built. To where if you've got, you know, ongoing membership type programs, or let's say your main thing is a lower end program to where you teach people the basics of getting started, but then your next thing is a higher end monthly mastermind that you want to get, you know, as many people into as you can, because you know the value of that mastermind and how much you can help them. So you want to kind of aim your content to, number one, help people get to a point where they can get into your lower end services or products. And then you want to continue to build and nurture that relationship and that community to where they understand the value of what you do. And they know that if they do get into your higher end stuff, then that's going to yield them the type of results they're looking for, whatever that may be.
Well, of course, you know, now that I have my podcast up and going and I'm promoting my business, of course, the next big question is, you know, how do you grow your audience? How do you see any tips and tricks in that arena?
So I really like to, you know, there's obviously the typical, you know, use social media, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it a million times.
Right.
I don't want to beat that dead horse. The one thing that I've found that I have used with a lot of our clients that's really effective, you have to have a certain type of approach for your show for this to work. But let's say, let's go back to our life coach consultant example. If your show, the idea of your show is to, you know, help coach people through the difficult times in their lives or the difficult periods in their lives to achieve the success they want or whatever, what you want to do is, and if you've been a podcaster in a certain space for a while, this should be the case. You should at least know the players in the game, but you want to look around and see where a lot of your target audience is hanging out. So like Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, paid memberships, forums, you know, Reddit threads, whatever it may be, Quora threads, all that kind of stuff. And particularly ones that have leaders, so some ones that have a owner of some kind. So, you know, most of those do. And along with that, other related blogs and podcasts, you know. But what I've found works really well is to reach out to the owner of those groups or the person that's running those groups personally via either email or pick up the phone and call them. I know this is a digital age, but by God, we can still pick up the phone. And you want to really approach them in a personal way. And what I found that how this works is, so let's say you put out an episode that is specifically about tackling substance addiction and moving on with your life or something like that. You could use that episode and reach out to some groups that you feel that that episode would very specifically benefit, mm-hmm. and reach out to those group leaders and say, you know, hey, just want to let you know, we just published an episode about this. I think this would be a really great fit for your audience because we talk about this, this, and this. If you want to share it with them, go for it. If not, no worries. Just figured I could help. And so it really has to come from that. I want to share this information with you because I think it will be helpful for your audience, not, hey, here's my show, share it, please.
Right.
Episode, because when you go directly to the leaders, then if they like it, they back it. And so that kind of social proof of the leader of the group is saying, hey, check this out, is so much more powerful than if you, you know, let's say just jump into the Facebook group and post something on the wall. That's, you know, that you kind of look like a spammer doing that.
Right.
Versus if you go to the head of the machine and you offer to help them with your content, that's a much more natural, much more beneficial method to everybody.
Exactly. I always tell people anytime you're explaining anything about podcasting to somebody, if you can explain how they're going to benefit, most people don't go, please, I don't want to benefit. No, please don't help me. Most people are.
No, you can't make me.
Well, one of the things that I know myself, I have a problem sometimes doing this correctly, and I hear other people do that, and that is the immortal call to action. And any tips on that? How do you determine what you're calling for? Where to do it? Do I do it at the end? Do I do it at the beginning? Do I do it all the time? What are your thoughts on that?
This is one that, just like you, David, you're not alone. A lot of people, including myself even sometimes, have a little bit of an issue with. And what it comes down to is two basic things. Number one, you want to keep it as simple as possible at all times. So you don't want to have six calls to action, tweet this episode and like us on Facebook and, subscribe to us in iTunes and all this other stuff. You want to give people one simple call to action that will help people take that next step with you. So you want to think, somebody who has been listening to me for, 30 to 45 minutes, for the last 30 to 45 minutes, give them advice or interview someone or whatever. They want that next step for me. What is that you can offer them? So this is typically in the form of some type of opt-in bait or opt-in offer. And the kind of caveat to that is, obviously there's a lot of value in having your audience, share socially as well as subscribe via iTunes. But here's how you want to do that is you want to get them to take one action that will allow them to take all of those actions that you would like them to take, but on their own time and not in a, hey, go do this, go do this, go do this way. So how you can do that is you have, let's say you get to the end of the episode and your call to action is for a super easy 5-step guide to figure out how you want to get started podcasting and whether or not it's right for you. You can go to, schoolpodcasting.com/whatever course or guide or whatever. And When people sign up to that, obviously they initially get that report or they get whatever it is you're giving them away, something that helps them take that next step with you. But then the next piece of that is in your autoresponder series that follows up, you can introduce a few of the other episodes of your show. So previous episodes that were really, popular with everybody else. And you can also in that email action that, hey, if you really enjoy these episodes, you can help us out by subscribing in here, or you can make sure you get every episode by subscribing here, or you can help us out by leaving us a review here. So you kind of give them what they want right off the bat. That's should always be the call to action, is give them what they want. And then as you continue to add value over time, so using, and I found the easiest way to do this is using your autoresponder series, then you ask them as they start to build a relationship with you to do things that are going to be a little bit more helpful to you. So that's, leaving you a rating and review, sharing socially, that kind of stuff.
Now, if you're thinking, what the heck is an autoresponder series? He's talking here about using email. And what it is somebody like, I use AWeber. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/AWeber, it's just AWEBER. And it means when somebody signs up, you can say, look, on day one, send them this email. On day two, send them this email. So it automatically responds, hence an autoresponder, to them signing up. As always, I've heard this before. It may be true. the money's in the list, right? Or in this case, the relationship's in the list, maybe.
It really is. And it's with the list and it's with the repeat exposure. As you continue to engage with them more and more on different mediums, then they're going to be more than happy to return the favor as you kind of have your calls to action. And really the easiest one is email. So it really comes back to, if you can build that relationship using email, you're golden.
Well, speaking of sharing the wealth and building that relationship, I definitely wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about some of the services you have over at authorityengine.com. And again, you can find this now under his new brand, smallbusinesspodcasting.com.
So as I go to your website, it says build me a podcast and edit my podcast. So tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, we like to keep it simple. So as you could probably guess from that, we've got two classes of services. One is aimed for people who haven't gotten into podcasting yet. They understand that it's valuable for them, but they don't want to get stuck down in all the, you know, technical how-tos, or they want to kind of skip that 6-month learning curve of getting it all going, and they want to do it right from the get-go. So we've got a 4-week podcast power launch program, which is kind of like a mixture of coaching and done for you services, to where at the beginning you got nothing, and at the end you've got a full strategy, you've got a working podcast, and you've got an entire strategy going forward for how your podcast will work to help grow your business. So that's kind of one side. And there's a few different variations on that service, but that's really the core. And then on the other side is the done for you publishing and production stuff. So that's if you've already got a show running and you know that after you hit record and you're done recording, that's when the real work gets started. So, you know, you've got to do all the post-production editing, write up the show notes, get everything loaded up to your hosting account, link everything up and get it scheduled to go live at the right time. We've got some complete done for you services so that as the host, you just do your recordings, you upload your raw files to Dropbox, and we take care of everything else for you.
Awesome. Well, Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I deeply appreciate it.
You bet, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on, and I love what you're doing here at the School of Podcasting, and really glad that I got to come on and share a little bit.
And of course, you can find all things Ben at authorityengine.com and smallbusinesspodcasting.com. What a super nice guy. Looking forward to meeting him at Podcast Movement. Again, if you're going to that, or if you're thinking about going, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcastmovement. And that's actually my affiliate link. And if you actually go, I earn a small commission. So it's a win-win for both of us. And again, if you see me there, you know, I will not look like Ben Kruger. Ben Kruger looks like he could kick my butt. He's all young and in shape. I'm like the Pillsbury Doughboy of podcasting. And if you want, you can come and poke me in the belly. I don't know if I will giggle, but I am looking forward to meeting everyone at Podcast Movement. I have another example of the power of podcasting. A couple weeks ago, I explained how I heard John Biscal from Online Marketing and Communications podcast. He recommended a book, and because John recommended it, I went out and got it, liked the book. Now, by the end of it, it was called Epic Content. By the end of it, it was so hyper, like marketing company kind of stuff, that it was a little too rich for my blood, but the beginning of it was awesome. And I got to tell you, Ray Edwards, who I met at the New Media Expo, had the pleasure of sitting next to, super nice guy. Find him over at rayedwards.com. I love me some Ray Edwards. He recommended, have you ever heard Cliff Ravenscraft? Really easy for me to say. Cliff Ravenscraft over at podcastanswerman.com talks about the SCORE conference. And this guy named Ken Davis, who is a business partner of Michael Hyatt. So you have like the trifecta here of Michael Hyatt, Ray Edwards, and this guy named Ken Davis. And if you ever want to go to the SCORE conference, it's like, I don't know, an arm and a leg and maybe a shoe, for me at least. And I'm sure it's chock full of value. But if you don't have a grand lying around to blow just on the conference, let alone the travel, Ken has a book called The Secrets, or actually it's just called Secrets of Dynamic Communications, Prepare with Focus, Deliver with Clarity, and Speak with Power. And Ray did a whole episode on some of his favorite books. You can find that over at rayedwards.com/124. And so Based on Ray's recommendation and the fact that I'd heard so much about Ken Davis and the Score Conference, I bought the book and I read the first chapter last night and I highlighted it so much it looks like I peed on the book. It's ridiculous. And so based on the first chapter alone, and I'm going to read this whole book before I finish my presentation for Podcast Movement. And I can already see where if you're thinking, I'm not going to go to Dave's session because he did a thing on editing in his show, and I did a couple episodes back. I'm already telling you right now, it's going to be way different based on just reading the first chapter of this book. So if you are a speaker, I can see where this would work for pastors, podcasters. It's all about figuring out what you want to say. I know that sounds stupid, but maybe figure out what you want to say and then come up with examples to help illustrate that. So again, the book is called Secrets of Dynamic Communications. Prepare with focus, deliver with clarity, and speak with power. And unfortunately, it's not available as an audiobook. I already checked, but I will put a link to this book out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/220. And in the news, I do want to mention, if you haven't heard about this, Adam Carolla was contacted by Personal Audio, that's better known as the Patent Troll. These are the people that were saying, hey, we own the patent on podcasting. And Adam Carolla went to basically the podosphere and said, hey, I need some help to fight this guy. Raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. And lo and behold, when the patent troll, if you're like, what's a patent troll? It means somebody who owns, they buy patents that they had nothing to do with, and then they sue people who they feel are using their technology that they didn't build and sue them for them. Now, most people, rather than fight them, just give them whatever money they ask for. It's basically blackmail. And so Adam said, I don't think so. I've got a microphone, and I'm pretty sure that if we can shut this guy down, then all podcasting will be safe. So when Adam stood up and said, I don't think so, and started to fight, what do you know? The patent troll went, oh, never mind. We were just kidding. And he also let two other podcasters that were kind of on the hook to, he said, yeah, we're not suing you either. And, but we're going to go after CBS and NBC. And Adam's like, no, here's the thing. Your patent is invalid. It shouldn't have been issued in the first place. And he's not giving up. So that's awesome. I'm glad. And of course, now Personal Audio is like, hey, you're spending your fans' money and you shouldn't be spending this because there's no lawsuit. Yeah, there is. You're still going after other companies and your patent is crap. So kudos to Adam Carolla for going after the patent troll. I love that. And the other thing, I thought I'd play a quick clip here on our way out the door. Next episode, I'll be interviewing Pat Flynn of Smart Passive Income and the Smart Podcast Player. And this is actually from his show, which is called, oddly enough, Ask Pat. And then I want to play this little clip.
I guarantee that if I started my email list right from the beginning and I used it in a very smart way, that my blog would be much bigger today, that I would have much more momentum right out of the gate than I did. It took about a year and a half to really gain some momentum with a Smart Passive Income blog and even a number of my other blogs as well. But if I use those email lists wisely by first collecting those emails and then sending emails out to my audience and also getting feedback and gathering information from my target audience, I would be that much more ahead.
There you go. A year and a half to build his audience. And we'll be talking about that and more next week in the episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, you can find this episode, everything we talked about, schoolofpodcasting.com/420. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to let you know that, look, if you're looking for a podcast consultant, then just simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. All my info is there. If you're looking to do a self-paced learning, and simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the Join Now button there. We've got step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through the entire process. And of course, you'll have little old me to help you with anything that maybe didn't quite make sense the first time around. Plus, you realize that anything you find on the internet is probably, in many cases, outdated. And they're telling you to use Podango and Feedburner, which are, in some cases, out of business and a really bad idea. So I hope you get going, not only in a pain-free direction, but in the right direction that gives you the most flexibility to evolve as time goes forward and as technology rolls forward. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Until then, let me remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. If you're going to Podcast Movement and you see me, please come tackle me. Gingerly, though, I'm old. Tackle me, say hi to me. I'm really, really looking forward to meeting you. I told you at the beginning of this, I know that some people are like, hey, you really influenced me. No, you influenced me. So we can play like a little Chip and Dale, you know, the little chipmunks on Disney, where it's like, no, no, after you, no, after you, no, no, you influenced me. No, you influenced me. No, you did. No, you did. Now you, come on, you. Until next week, look forward to have a great week. And class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside. God bless. Which you can find at askpat.com. But I wanted to play this little clip.
And now it's time for...
Except that's not it.
So you working on anything right now?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm considering some options. I'm trying to figure out what's next.
Oh, no, that's great. I am so tired of going on dates where I have to listen to guys go on and on about how they're turning their Twitter feeds into blogs into books, and their books into Twitter feeds. It's exhausting. Stop pretending that your podcast is work, right?